Parshas Shlach, just want to bring up a quick vart that's brought down in the Sefer Sukkos David by Rav David Kviat Zecher Tzadik Lavracha on V'loisa Suru Achrei Lavavchem V'Achrei Einechem. He brings from the Ramosha from Kabrin, which is the Slana Malayin, that the word Achrei Lavavchem, Achrei Einechem, the word Achrei, and it doesn't say Acher, and he points out that into human nature, the bottom line is for us, it is sometimes impossible not to see initially something that we shouldn't see. Derech Mikra, you happen to have to go in a normal place. You know, you're not going to a place you shouldn't go to, but sometimes you're just forced to go because of business or on your way to shul, whatever it is, you may see something you shouldn't really see. Or you may have thoughts put into your head, thoughts that come up in your mind and in your heart that you shouldn't be thinking about. And all the Svarim talk about this, and what one needs to know is that the initial thought or the initial vision of what you saw is a bechina of einus. Person's body, a person's influence of his yetzahara, just the fact that we are bus of Adam over here, we have these struggles. The fact that we have these struggles, the fact that it initially comes to us, is not our fault. It's an einus. And Adarabba, we should be happy that now we could be mekayim the mitzvah of Loisa Surah Chei Levavchem. The chiyuv comes immediately afterwards. As soon as you saw that sight, or as soon as you heard, or in your mind, you think these thoughts, or feel those feelings. On the second thought, on the second vision, on the second act, that is where your choice is. Here is where you have the choice. I am not going to entertain these thoughts. I'm not going to think about this anymore. I'm going to turn my eyes to look at something else in Holy Svarim, in thinking about Shavisi Hashem LeNegdi Samed. Those emotions, I'm going to direct and focus it on Torah and on constructive things. That this first Riya is what you saw, that you Hashem was Mazmin it to you. And now you have to move away to a different thought, to different things, thinking about Divrei Torah, Divrei Chochma, Yira Shamayim, and that ultimately replaces that original thought or that original vision. So that is the idea. That is a very important yesod overall in Yiddishkeit and overall in Yahadus and overall to remove ourselves from this yiush. The fact that we have the struggles is not a crime. The fact that we have certain pulls and tendencies is not a crime. It's what we do with it. It's once we have it and it's there, okay. So now, Loisa Suru Achrei Levavchem Achrei Einechem. And Ani Hashem Aleikeichem, that Hashem is there, He's watching us, He's giving mechazik us, He's helping us. Brought down a long time ago, remember one of the first things I wrote when I was volunteering, one of the first things I ever wrote there. This is over 15 years ago, and it's something that I heard, I think, Rav Moshe Wolfson, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, the Mashgiach, Munis Yisrael, say several times, many times. And the idea of the Baal Shem Tov's Vart with Shesoma Oyen, that there's a machlekes with Bilam, that whether he was blind from one eye from birth or he was blinded later, this goes according to the Peshat that he was blinded from birth. In other words, he was born, he had that mum, he was only able to see with one eye. And the Baal Shem Tov says that the only way Bilam had the nevuah, he was a tummy, he was metama all as a yivarim, and it was a negative thing. How was he able to see these beautiful visions? And the answer is, he saw it with the eye that never saw. He saw it with the blind eye that never did a chait, because it was blind. It did not see any dvarim roim, didn't see any disgusting things. That's the eye from which he saw the nevuahs of matayu v'oy alecha, and those beautiful nevuahs that came about. The Chasam Sefer brings down that we have two types of eyes. We have a physical eye, and then we have a deep, deep spiritual eye where every yid has his kayach in his neshama to see mesayfa ilam atsayfa from one end of the world to the next. Deep, deep insights of kedusha and understanding HaKadosh Baruch Hu and seeing patterns and seeing wisdoms and so on and so forth. And the Chasam Sefer brings it down that if we work on closing our physical eye when we're supposed to close it, then what happens is HaKadosh Baruch Hu opens up our spiritual eyes. Our spiritual eyes open up. We get to see more deep secrets in Torah, deep secrets in in human nature and understanding people in the right, erlicha, beautiful way. So that's another incentive of watching our eyes properly. Same thing with machshava, shmiras machshava. We push away thoughts we should not think of. Hashem gives us the siyata d'shmaya to think of good, healthy, beautiful thoughts. So this is a big yisoid in Yiddishkeit, this idea of watching our eyes, watching our evarim, and being an Ever Hashem this way, with a Kabbalist oil, with a simcha, that brings tremendous oitzreis, that brings tremendous light to our neshama and to our guf. We're heading into the summer months, so it's obvious that the nesiyonis are greater, with lack of tznius on the streets and so on and so forth, and we really need to be as careful as possible to keep our eyes b'kedusha v'tahara, and it's so, so important. And the idea also, this is a yesod brought down in Zerah Shimshin and in other places, that the idea is it's not just sur meira. Our goal, of course, is to not do negative things with our evarim. So we're talking about Shmiras Einayim in this shir, so let's focus on this for a moment. It's not enough to stay away from seeing things you shouldn't see or thinking things that you shouldn't think of. The idea is that you do tshuva on that, of course, and you fix that and you work on that. But then it says that if whatever you do whatever aver that you committed sins on, what you have to do is do tremendous mitzvahs with those avarim themselves. So the eye that could have been used or was used in the past to look at things that we shouldn't have looked at, and we did tshuva for it, now our job is to use the eye, the physical eye, and use it for an ayin toiva, to use it with a goodness. That is your shlichus in this world. In other words, it's not just that you're doing mitzvahs with the ayin. Where you struggle is where your ikatafket is also, which is brought down in many, many svarim. And therefore, in our dar especially, that there's a big struggle with shmiras einayim, a big chelik of our avayda is to use the einayim, to use our eyes, and our heart that is connected to the eyes, the cheshik, to use it for avodas Hashem in the best possible way, to channel it for good, which means that using your eyes to looking into holy svarim in a Sefer Torah, in svarim HaKadoshim, reading the words of Chazal, being mekadosh yeinayim by looking at oisius of Torah and learning it and observing it. Another thing with using your ayin is to use your ayin for giving of an ayin toiva, a good eye. Ayin Toiva for Klal Yisrael, to be Melamed Zchus on Klal Yisrael. And again, we talk a lot in the Shiurim of Shalom Bayis, is to look at your wife and your husband with an Ayin Toiva, with an Ayin Toiva, to look at them and appreciate them. The whole marital connection, we're not going to get into it in depth right now, but the idea is that with Shmiras Einayim and watching your machshavas and expressing loyalty to one another, that creates a deep and beautiful bond between a husband and a wife. So it's very, very important to do that. And people mistakenly think that Shmiras Einayim is just something that's a male mitzvah, that a man, because b'teva, that is a strong yetzahara by men in general, they're visually oriented, that they have a special shmira of Shmiras Einayim, and women have less of that nisayin, generally speaking, not as much as men do. But in reality, that is not the case, especially in our dar. And many think that, you know, just because you're a woman, you don't have this mitzvah, you could see and watch whatever you want. It is not true. Women also have this mitzvah and this chiv of watching their eyes and not watching things or seeing things that they shouldn't see, and bringing a kedusha to them, which enhances their shalom bayis and enhances their kedusha and enhances their personal lives and brings tremendous bracha. So just like we always tell husbands that they have to watch their eyes, shmiras einayim, and their focus should only be on their wives and no one else and nothing else, and that brings kedusha and bracha to the home and shalom bayis to the home, the other way works the same way. A woman also needs to work on her Shmiras Einayim and on her Hageshim, not to have those unhealthy thoughts and emotions and mindsets that will stray from her husband and that connection to her husband, and to look at with an Ayin Toiva instead of Ayin Ra. And all of those things that we talk about Shmiras Einayim, that's emphasized a lot on the men's side, is very much for the women as well. It's a very important yisoid to understand. And if we look with people with Kedusha, we look at it with Ayin Toiva. The idea is, You know, Neres Chanukah is a big skula to be mekadosh to eyes when Chanukah comes up. But every single Shabbos, the women especially, by looking into the Neres of Shabbos as she's lighting it, and you know, before she covers her eyes and makes that tefillah and then looks at the Neres, it brings a tremendous kedusha. The men also, when they make Kiddush and look at it and look at the Neres with the right kavanah, it brings out a special kedusha. So may HaKadosh Baruch Hu help that we should be mesaken that and work towards that. And that enhances our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our connection to our own husbands and wives in the most beautiful, deep way. Bracha v'atzlacha.